We celebrate today the ascension of Jesus. Jesus going up to heaven where he is fully glorified. And he was with the apostles, others on the earth for about 40 days after the resurrection. And, you know, he's not going to abandon them. He says, as we hear in the gospel, that he will be with them till the end of the age. And he had assured his apostles, certainly, that he was going to send another advocate. And that advocate, of course, is the Holy Spirit. And what Jesus instructs his apostles to do, and that is to baptize all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and to teach others to observe all that he has commanded them. So it's not just baptism, but they're also called to instruct and teach, observing what the Lord had commanded them to do. So baptism first is really important. Jesus is not dismissing that. He's saying that's important. And why is it important? Why is baptism a prelude to be a disciple? Well, baptism, certainly we know it forgives original sin. And if we're an adult and have personal sin and we're baptized, it also forgives that. That's really good. It also helped we become members of the church, members of the mystical body of Christ in baptism. And one of the things, too, is that the Holy Spirit comes to us. We become temples of the Holy Spirit in baptism. We receive the gifts of the Spirit. And their fullness, then, is received in the sacrament of confirmation. And, oh, by the way, next week we'll celebrate Pentecost, which is a precursor to confirmation. So we receive the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, certainly. We receive the theological gifts of faith, hope, and charity. We also receive the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit: wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, courage, piety, and fear of the Lord. Amongst other things, just the fact that we have the Spirit in us, it's a powerful thing. Jesus is saying, you actually need the help of the Spirit to be a disciple. It's reminding us we need God to help us to be a disciple. But being a disciple of Jesus is not no small matter. It's challenging. And, you know, it's challenging to follow ourselves what the Lord had commanded of us, of his disciples, to do. That's challenging in itself. And we need God's help to do it. And so if we think we can do it by ourselves, that ain't going to work. What God's going to do is say, go ahead, try it on your own, good luck, and we'll fall, we'll fail. But with God's help, with God's grace, all things are possible. You know, Jesus, when he was teaching the apostles how to pray, he taught them the Our Father. At the end of that prayer, he basically said, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. We can't be perfected unless we have God's help and grace. So Jesus is reminding them of that, baptize them, and that then is a precursor to being a disciple. So then Jesus says to them to observe, to teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. Now, it's one thing, you know, just to know something, you know. Well, I know what I'm supposed to do, but actually to practice it, to practice what we're supposed to do, to actually live it out, that is where, as I say, the rubber meets the road. It can be very challenging, right? So how do we, if we're not practicing the faith, what Jesus has commanded us ourselves, how can we teach it to somebody else? We have to practice it first ourselves. Be disciples. So what does that mean? You know, it's, you know, one of the things certainly about being a disciple is to be prayerful. Prayer, to be talking with God, to be communicating with God. You know, prayer, again, is a conversation with God. And we do it, we're called to do it, as St. Paul said, do it all the time, without ceasing, throughout our day. So be familiar with the ways of the Lord and conversing with the Lord. And, you know, sometimes it's really hard to pray, but we persevere in our prayer. You see, then we're practicing being a disciple. So when someone can, you know, ask us, well, how do you guys, you know, prayer? You know, what about that? How do you do it? We can explain it to them. We can talk about it. And then, you know, prayer certainly is important. Also, baptism, again, is the precursor to the sacraments. You know, we have the sacraments to help us, to strengthen us. You know, we come to Mass every week, right? We're called to come to Mass every week, every Saturday or Sunday evening, or Sunday, the whole day. Come to Mass to be strengthened, to be healed, to be nourished. Because we need it. We need the Holy Spirit. And then, you know, when we experience maybe a disappointment in our lives, you know, maybe someone disappointed us or we have a disappointing situation, how do we handle it? Yeah. Do we turn maybe and talk to the person who disappointed us? Do we see like, hey, maybe, Lord, how are you trying to show me and teach me in this moment? What are you trying to show me? To realize, you know, we have a lot of disappointments in life. How do we work through them? How do we continue ahead, not get discouraged? And when we know how to do that, we can share that with somebody else. Our sufferings, you know, the sufferings we experience. How do you handle that suffering? You know, some people can ask us that question. It's like, well, we turn to the Lord. We offer our suffering united to Christ's. And sometimes, you know, we can expect some of the things that we deal with, our sufferings, they aren't not going to go away until we're dead, until we die. How do we deal with that? That realization. We deal with it. We pray to the Lord. We have our hope. Like, this world is not the end. There's something beyond. And then, you know, dealing with grief. You know, grief is it can be a challenging thing when a loved one has died or some other situation where we're grieved. We can turn to the Lord. Know that really it's the Lord who's really going to fill us. You know, there might be a little piece of our heart if someone, like, you know, a loved one dies, if that's going to always sort of be missing. The Lord can help us with that, to maybe, you know, comfort us, to help us, to strengthen us in that grief. Turn to the Lord. Now, certainly, as you know, when we sin as disciples, you know, to ask for mercy, to ask for forgiveness, to experience the mercy of God. So then we can share that with others, you know, that we can be forgiving people, we can be merciful people to others. So how do we practice being a disciple? That helps us then to be able to teach how to be a disciple to others. And so that's what Jesus. You know, if you think about Jesus, he was with his apostles. He was with them. He was amongst them. He shared with them various things, teachings. He explained things to them. You know, sometimes you take them off the side and say, hey, you know, that situation that I experienced, did you guys learn something from that? Was there something about it that you were wondering? And, you know, like, we didn't really understand it, Lord. And then Jesus would explain it to them. It's like, here's what it meant. Here's what that parable meant. Or here's the situation. Or, you know, remember the disciples, the apostles were with Jesus. They were watching him. You know, we hear about all in the Gospels, a lot of things. But the apostles were watching them, listening, learning. Jesus challenged the Pharisees and the scribes. He was challenging. He said some things that kind of seemed like downright nasty. But he wanted to move their hearts. He wanted to move them to the good. The apostles were watching, observing. So we too, remember, we can't underestimate how important our example is. That's a big, powerful way that we actually teach people how to observe what God has commanded. If we're doing it, we don't want to be hypocrites. So then we have to be like Jesus to really be coaches, to be encouraging, to help others in that regard. You know, it's like to talk to them. Maybe, you know, maybe a son or daughter comes and tells us, yeah, I really don't want to go to Mass. It's boring and whatever else. Why do you really go to Mass, Mom and Dad? Why do you go? Why do we go? You know, we don't want to come back and say, well, it's because you're supposed to. Okay, you can say that, but is that really what we experience? I mean, if we as disciples say, I go because I'm supposed to go, that ain't going to really be very resounding and really convincing. But if we say, you know, I'm going because, you know, I want to worship God, he's like, we need to worship him at least a minimum of, you know, maybe an hour a week. And I'm going to go and receive Jesus in the Eucharist to be strengthened because, you know what? Yeah, I've been baptized, but I need Jesus to continually help me, to strengthen me, to be a disciple. I can't live my life the way that Jesus wants me without him. I need to go and be strengthened. And learn. You know, I want to learn more about what Jesus has done for me and what God, what the wonders and powers and things that God has done for me. I want to know about it. I want to grow. I want to get to heaven ultimately. That's why I want to go to Mass. It's not just because I have to do it. I want to. And that's why I want you, son or daughter, to go. I want you to be in heaven. We need the help of God. We need to be strengthened in order to get there. We need his help. Son or daughter ask, you know, well, you know, I'm going out with some friends, and why do I got to be back at 10 o'clock? It seems like it's kind of, why do we have to do that? Well, to explain it to him, it's like, hey, you know, you got school tomorrow, or why do you need to stay out so late anyway? To have answers, you know, and that's from our experience, from what we've experienced. We can say things that are practical and meaningful, and not just because, but here's why. You know, well, here's how I suffer. When you're suffering, here's what I've experienced, or grieved, or in my prayer. We can share our experiences, and that's a powerful way that we help others, teach them to observe what Jesus has commanded, to help them become disciples. So we certainly pray and ask God to help us through our baptism to grow in holiness, to be strengthened, the help of the Lord, to be disciples ourselves, to practice being a disciple, and then share that with others, to make of all nations disciples of the Lord.